I've had two, and then I have 10 tonight. So far, two, total 12.
Which teams are you meeting with?
I've met the ones that I can remember right now are Cowboys, Lions, Bears, Vikings, Giants, Bengals.
Panthers?
Yeah, Panthers. And yeah.
49ers again?
Excuse me?
Did you meet with the 49ers again?
I haven't met with the 49ers again, formally.
Okay.
I did meet with them informally.
Will, how did that 37 feel? Is that kind of where you wanted to be with the bench press?
Yeah, it was close. I've done better in the past, but it was definitely around the number that I wanted to get. But still, I think I could have done a little bit more another time.
Will, what was the feedback you got after the Senior Bowl from some of those scouts and NFL teams and how you did that week?
Just from what I got from the actual teams from Denver and Houston, they said I had a really great week. First couple of days of practice were great. Game was really good. So I said I definitely helped my stock, so I was glad to hear it.
Are you talking to everybody as guard only, or are you talking about any other spots along the line?
Definitely interior three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you watched any or know much about Quentin Nelson?
I mean, I definitely know who he is. Haven't really watched film on him and, like, studied him or whatever, but I do know he's a great guard. From what I've heard and from what I've seen also, like, little glimpses here and there, he's a great guard. I mean, obviously, he's doing something right. If he's getting this much attention, then, I mean, just a great player.
What does it say about your position as a whole? If a guy like that could be a top-5 pick, maybe can move other guys like you up, the importance of the guard in the NFL?
I definitely think they're starting to value guards and interior linemen more, guards and centers for sure. I've heard it from teams themselves. I think it's starting to even out a little bit between tackle and guard. And I'm glad it's going on because, quarterback can not have pressure, but if he doesn't have nothing to step into, you know, what's the point? But I'm glad they're starting to value centers and guards a lot more.
Did you do a lot of pulling, a lot of trapping, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so back at UTEP, we ran a pro-style offense. We did a little bit of everything. Pulled a lot. We did a lot of counter, hit some inside zone and outside zone. That was more my junior year when we had a running back, Aaron Jones, current Green Bay Packers running back. We did a lot more zone when he was around. But my last year, we focused more on gap scheme plays, a lot of power, dubs, counter, and, a little bit of everything for sure. Yeah, three-point stands most of the time. The only time we really were in two-point was during two-minute.
Hey, Will, what was that like blocking for Aaron? And did that get you prepared at all, do you think, for the, you know, the kind of things you'll be doing now at the next level?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Aaron is a great, great running back. He definitely made my job a lot easier. I value him now, especially after he left. You know, it was a little different because, you know, now I had to, you know, hold the holes a little bit longer, make them a little wider, or, you know, keep block staying on my air for a little bit longer. And, I mean, it's just it didn't make me a better player, but I for sure missed running blocking for that guy.
Was that any surprise at all, what he was able to accomplish?
You know, no, not at all. We all knew at UTEP what he was capable of. We were just waiting for everybody to see it.
Sports in high school?
Yeah, so I wrestled in high school. I threw shot put and I threw discus. And I did run the 100 meter yard dash just for like giggles.
What'd you run? If you brought it up, what'd you run?
My best time ever recorded was a 12.33.
Really?
But that was like 40 pounds ago.
how good of a wrestler were you?
I was all right. I was an okay wrestler. I did it for about a year and a half. And then started focusing more on football.
Okay. Does that help you at all? I know it's
a major industry. Yeah. Wrestling is, I think it's very, very useful for linemen, especially offensive linemen. Teaches you leverage, teaches you, and I honestly think it's the hardest sport than football. It's just nobody's out there to help you. It's just you one-on-one. It definitely helps out offensive linemen. I did it my last years at UTEP, too. I still was able to do a little bit of it to help me for football.
Did you have to cut in high school at all, weight-wise?
Excuse me?
Did you have to cut weight at all when you're in high school for the?
No, I was actually the opposite. I had to make sure that I was, you know, at the weight allowed.
What was it like playing for Mike Price at the end of the year when he took over for you guys there?
Yeah, so I heard a lot about Mike Price when I first got to UTEP, even though I never met him up until he became the interim head coach. Heard a lot of great things about him. His face is everywhere in our facilities. You know, I heard he's a great guy, everything. But when I finally got to meet him, I just, you know, it was obvious that everybody was just, you know, he was exactly like people said, the nicest guy, a player's coach. You know, he was just a great guy, and I have a lot of respect for him. And him and I liked him right away. I bought in, and even though he's up there too in age, he still has a lot of passion for the game, and that's something I really respect.
What was it like going through that season this way?
I asked you for three characteristics: intangibles, physical tools, and technique. Put them in order. Which one is your best?
I think my physical ability has helped me and has, you know, picked up the slack in a lot of other areas. My technique, you have to have technique to play offensive line. I think it follows, and then the last one, obviously. But I think once you learn how to use your technique along with your strength, I think that's what really is what makes you separate you from the crowd. Because you can have all the technique in the world, if you don't have physical attributes, you know, it can only help you so much. If you can have all the strength in the world, if you don't know how to use it, it's not really worth anything. So I think both of those coincide together.
Have you talked to the Giants?
My height, I believe, was 6'2" and a half or something like that. And then my weight, the combine, was 327.
Yeah, is that where you're coming in? Is that where you want to play?
Yeah, that's where I wanted to be at. I would honestly just give me whatever team I go to, they can give me a number, and that's where I'll be. But for now, I'm comfortable there. Either way, it doesn't matter.
But what's the key to when you face the NFL? There's so many great interior D linemen, you know, Aaron Donald, so on and so forth. What's kind of the key to your technique to kind of defending against them?
So obviously, because when you play in college, you know, usually you have a really strong guy but can't move, or you have a really you know, a really fast guy that works a lot of moves but isn't as strong. So you can kind of play with that and block them accordingly. In the NFL, you're going to have to be good at everything. You're going to have to be ready for that bull rush. You're going to have to be ready to move your feet. And I think it's going to be a great challenge, but I'm up for it for sure.
In the short time that you have with teams, how can you show them your intangibles and, you know, competitiveness, passion, that sort of stuff, you know, in meeting with teams you have to come by?
Yeah, well, at first, I think the film speaks for itself. That's like 80% of this whole process. But after that, it's just confirming, you know, letting them know why you're doing it, letting them know how you're doing it. You know, I think it's very important to obviously, you know, show exactly not just what they're seeing on film, but also, you know, explain why and your reasons, and, you know, just show them the love for the game. You know, be yourself.
It's been said that you play with a mean streak. Where does that come from?
I just think that's just the way this sport should be played. I came in my freshman year of high school, was my first year playing, and I was always taught from ever since I started football that that's how it should be. And so I've always kind of took it, you know, I took it to the next level, and I'm going to take it again to the NFL. I just think it's just from peewee to professional, I think that's just how it should be played.
Have you met with the Giants?
Yeah, I did.
How'd that go?
Good. It went well. They were actually my second meeting. It went great. I got to meet coaching staff, you know, everybody in there.
Did you meet Gabriel, the GM?
Yeah.
He talks about hog mollies. You're the type of body type that he really loves.
Awesome. Yeah, yeah. No, the coaching staff is great. I can definitely see myself working with them. And, yeah, they were awesome.
What did you learn with Sean Kugler as your coach, who's now with the Broncos?
Oh, I learned a lot from Coach Kugler. He's one of the main reasons I'm staying right here right now. He taught me from everything from, you know, football as it should be played with a mean streak, you know, coming off the ball every play, to actual technique and, you know, improving my craft. He improved me in every way, physically, mentally, technically. So I'm very thankful with Coach Kugler.
What would that be like if you got a chance to be coached by him again, if you were to end up with the Broncos?
Just to think that it could even be a possibility, you know, to play for your head coach in college and then play for him again in the NFL, it's like crazy. You know, it doesn't happen too often, but I definitely love it, you know, if it were to happen, and I definitely have fun doing it.
How difficult was it to be able to go either one way or the
schools during this process?
Yeah, so far I've met with them informally.
How difficult was the season when the team was struggling, but for you personally to come be your best day after day after day? Was that a challenge?
You see, it was never an option for me just to throw in the towel or just give up on the season just because we were losing games and we haven't won one. Even though it was the worst feeling ever, I could never live with myself knowing that I just gave up. And, I mean, if you're going to do that, you might as well not even be there. So if you're going to be there, expect 100%, whether we're winning or we're losing. I just think that's the way it should be.
Have you had the answer from teams, like any questions about, like, you know, because you come from a group of five conference, you know, anyone saying that, you know, you have to prove more because you didn't play, you know, in a power league or anything like that?
No, they haven't brought any of that up, but, I mean, I do have it in the back of my head that it could be a possible question being asked about that. But, I mean, again, that's one of the reasons why I went to the Senior Bowl. I know I still – one game doesn't prove anything, but I still have more to prove, and I can't wait to get a shot. Oh, definitely, yeah, it fuels me up to just wanting to, you know, be better and better and show that I can, you know, go against the best.
Did he give you any advice at all?
Yeah, he actually just texted me about 30 minutes ago. I've been talking to him ever since I even got here. You know, he's kind of gave me some tips, let me know what the process is going to be like a little bit, and then just mistakes he made, and then, you know, just kind of just helping me out through the combine process. But I've had contact with him ever since he left UTEP. We stay in contact, and I should probably reply to him after this.
Have you met with the Seahawks at all?
The Seahawks, I will meet with them formally tonight. I did meet with them a couple times informally.
Have you met with the Chiefs?
Again, I'll meet with them tonight.
What sold you on UTEP? Did you have a lot of offers coming out, or what kind of brought you there?
So, coming out of high school, I was having some struggles with my grades. Signing day, obviously we all know it. Wasn't eligible by then. I was going to take the junior college route. A lot of the big schools that were interested in me passed because of the grade issues I was having of getting qualified. When I finally did get qualified, it was way late after signing day. Coach Kugler saw that I was still floating around, and he came in and offered me a scholarship. And, you know, Coach Sean Kugler is a big name in the offensive line world, so right away I recognized it. I said, oh, you're starting the job at UTEP. I'm rolling with UTEP 100%.
Last one. What would you say is the greatest attribute as an offensive lineman coming into the league, and what is one area you think you can improve upon the most to take your game to the next level?
I think the best thing you can have as an offensive lineman is just wanting to open up holes for your running back and protecting the quarterback like he's your own mother. I don't know. It's just it has to mean something to you, you know, to be able to do your job. And that's the way I see it, and I think that's the best. Once you have that in your head, everything you do, offensive line related, is going to be great.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.